Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hollywood and Friends.
It's your boy Vino, a.k.a. Mr. R&B.
Hey, yo, what it do? It's your boy Hollywood.
What's going on?
What the fuck?
I'm just trying to figure out why Vino always got to go first, and he ain't never here.
Oh man, I'm
a busy kind of guy.
It's in the contract. That's where he put his own.
Yeah, what's going on, y'all? It's your girl.
That was my list of terms.
Wait, his list of what's good, y'all? Hollywood and Friends.
I'm confused.
Sunday dinner crew # Hollywood and Friends. Yo, I just had the only sleep, though, is not even funny. Like, I literally just woke up, like, 15 minutes ago.
Wow.
Yeah?
Crazy.
Really?
Yeah. What's good? How y'all feeling, though?
I'm good.
How was y'all weekend, MJ?
Regular working week. I gotta start enjoying my life, because that's just working life. That's like
all it's
going.
Yes, you do.
I had an interesting week. I'm gonna save some of the things that happened this week for what blows mine.
Alright.
Yeah, I'm gonna save some.
How about if I tell you we're not doing that tonight?
I mean, y'all don't have to do it. You don't have to do it. I'm gonna still do it. I'm gonna just have to have my own segment then.
Right. My weekend was a little turned up. Fast shots to BK Nate. We actually went out to a spot called the Sugar Factory. I don't know if you guys ever been.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And this, like, they know for their drinks. It's wild pricey in there, though. Like, this drink, one drink is like $40, and I'm not exaggerating. But it's
$40?
Yeah, but
38
it's
to be exact.
Yeah, actually. Yeah, I think I was like 39, but it's a big, giant, like, fishbowl, kind of, like, not exactly as big as a fishbowl, but it's more of the theatrics of it, I believe, what makes it cost so much, because they got, like, smoke and shit that comes out. They be putting, like, gummy worms in there. Like, it's mad different types, but I will say, if you go there and you're prepared to pay that, then fine, and you don't have to buy two of them, because that one is going to last you that whole time you're there, more than likely, unless you just like a fish and you're just drinking like crazy, then you might need more. But it was definitely turned up. Two fights broke out with the bouncers and like the patron.
Hold on. You said that the drink is $38.50.
Nah, I ain't just 50. Who said
that, Vinyl?
I didn't.
I don't know what you heard 50 said.
Oh, I just added the 50.
Right, she just put change in it.
I just like the way it sounds.
Right, 38, 50.
$38.50. Right?
But it was. Yeah. and MJ. MJ had the. She hit me up. Actually, me and BK Nate, and she was mad.
Don't get mad. I did not hit BK Nate up. I hit you up. He just chimed in.
But I'm saying, don't get mad at us because you working so much. You gotta like you just said, enjoy your life some a little bit.
Yeah,
so.
But you didn't tell me you wanted to do that. You just movies. That's all the fuck you wanna do. Nobody wanna sit in the movie theater and fall asleep.
And it's funny because we did go see The Equalizer and I did fall asleep for like 5 minutes
and
though.
Look, just the same. What was the last movie that I saw with you that we fell asleep? Some Gladiator bullshit.
I don't remember.
I don't
300.
Watch that. I saw 300.
But look, I never know exactly what's gonna go down. I personally like movies, but it'd be other stuff that might happen too. But that's just how it went down. But it was fun though. It was definitely a good look. That spot is I definitely plan to go back. So we all.
Well, I ain't
going
to say they don't take the call. They don't take the call. I'm not going.
So, this week, a bunch of stuff happened, including a lot of breakups and stuff, but let's kick it off with this Global Citizen Festival. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it, but it happened yesterday at in Central Park, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Jay-Z headlined this show, but besides Jay-Z headlining, and it had other huge acts on the bill, like Alicia Keys, No Doubt, The Roots. Carrie Underwood,
through, right?
It was a lot of big names on it. Did you guys watch? They live streamed it, or were you there?
No, I didn't see it.
And the big surprise of the night, which wasn't really a surprise to me, is Beyonce came out.
Why wasn't a surprise to you?
Because it's obvious. This is this huge ass festival. I don't know how many thousands of people was out there. Like, this is a rare thing for Jay-Z to be doing. Of course Beyonce is going to come out. Why wouldn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So that's what happened. She came out during the last two songs. They did Forever Young and, what's this other joint? Holy Grail, she did. And the crowd went crazy. I was reading somewhere that her titty came out, but I'm like, what? Because why didn't I hear about that? I don't know if you guys heard about that.
No, I didn't hear about that. Oh, matter of fact, yeah, I did. I saw it on Media Takeout, but they didn't exactly show a titty. So I've never heard about it.
Yeah, and then Media Takeout is Media Takeout, so.
Right.
No, that is. But it was to raise awareness to end extreme poverty across the globe by 2030, the year 2030. What's funny is I was watching the Forever Young performance, and Jay-Z was like, "We're gonna end global poverty by the year of 2013. And I was like, this nigga just said 2013.
Whoa.
Ooh.
But you know how it is in the moment when you performing, like, he probably didn't realize until after the fact, but it was definitely a good look. But I'm thinking, like, why can't we end some shit in America? Like, alone. No.
I mean, listen. That's not
they
the,
all
going
to end shit in America. Food stamps. You ain't hear these guys all next year.
Yeah.
Next year, that's why I'm going to just keep letting my shit smell low, bro.
Stop.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. But I feel like it's so much shit that happens in the States alone, like homeless people, people without kids that could use adopting and all that, but then you got like celebrities when they go across seas to adopt kids, and it's like why can't you do it here? And then the whole stop extreme poverty or whatever, like it's a lot of perverse neighborhoods out in the United States alone, why can't we focus on that, get ourselves right 100%? But they be focusing more on across the pond.
Yeah.
You guys' takes on that?
That's true.
I think it's, you know.
He don't want to say because he's across the water, baby.
Listen, don't blame me for my island roots. No, but I feel like, you know, I think it's kind of it goes hand in hand though, because you can tell people, like, imagine you've seen like you I'm pretty sure y'all seen awareness, like people trying to bring awareness to the situation that's happening or that was happening in Chicago or whatever.
Yeah.
You don't see people building funds to, like, you know, make a difference to build schools. Like, you don't see that on a global scale, right?
Right.
On a national scale, even. But then when you have a situation like, you know, Coney 2012, and nobody even knows who he is, but they're still raising money to, like, find this guy. What are you going to do? Like, how are you raising money to find somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not about taking them to jail or, like, you know, it's just you're raising money to do what exactly? I didn't even get the whole Coney thing anyway. But people were behind it. It was way more people behind it in the initiative from America,
right?
You know, to bring change to that situation. So I feel like, you know, it goes hand in hand. Like, you can't really ask people to focus on here if the people from here are not going to help out when it comes to focusing on here, the issues that are here.
I feel like if we make a big enough effort about
it, definitely.
Like, then yeah, I feel like it would happen. But it's like,
mm-hmm.
we mentioned certain things like Chicago and stuff like that, and it's kind of like it'll make the news for a little bit and it go away. But why can't we do,
exactly.
like a benefit show for it? Like, if we
maybe that's
like
something
fully
we gotta start
raise with. Like awareness and put like the spotlight on it. It kind of reminds me of like a parent who brings out the new dishes when somebody that never been to the house is coming over for the first time. It's
right?
Like they trying to impress, and as soon as they leave, they cursing everybody out and putting the new dishes away. It's kind of like,
mm-hmm.
I feel like
precious mother.
I don't know. I kind of liken it to that. Like, we doing a lot for other places, but
right. And I get it.
So yeah, fast shouts to everybody who's calling in, listening in through the phone number. Thank you for listening. If you want to say anything about any of the topics we're speaking about, just press 1 and we'll bring you on the line. But we spoke about the Amber Rose and Wiz Khalifa divorce last week. But since then, more info has came out about it. And regarding
scandal.
Yeah, so a lot of people were speculating that it was Amber that did the stepping out with her new manager Nick Cannon, and Amber kinda got fed up with the people saying she stepped out, so she took to Twitter to basically say it wasn't her, but it was actually Wiz that stepped out.
Why it gotta be her though?
You said why it had to be her? It sounded better when it was her though.
To...
I liked it better when it was her that was cheating.
Why? Because you can't picture nobody cheating with a mosquito.
I'm assuming you're talking about Wiz.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. But yeah, apparently she wanted to go out on the road with Wiz when he was on tour, but Wiz told her, nah, stay home with the baby. And apparently that's when cheating happened, and I guess she found out about it, and she ain't with nothing, so she immediately filed for divorce.
Damn,
but she should have known when she had that baby he was going to be like that. That's how niggas get sometimes. Well, leaving home with the baby and shit.
What's crazy is there's all these, like, people be so, like, gung-ho about the person that they're with. Like, let's just take Big Sean and the chick he was engaged to, and then they broke up. What was her name? She was from Glee. Naya Rivera,
Rivera,
I think her name is.
Uh-huh.
All right, so now these two are madly in love, right? And he's engaged to her, and he put her in songs like
Yeah, we get the point. Just let's get to the point.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like that, and then now all of a sudden they're not together, and he released this other song called I Don't Fuck With You. And the stuff that he's saying in this song, you would think she was his arch enemy, like, from, like, birth. Like, she's the worst person on the entire planet.
Hello?
But I'm wondering,
did
like,
you hear what she did, though? Are you bugging?
What, the fact that she remarried? Or that she got married a little after
so
they broke
fast.
But still. Still. It just reminds me that nothing lasts forever. I don't care what it is. I don't care how great you think your relationship is.
That shit is not going
to last. A few people it may last for, like, maybe, like, one out of every 20, 30 people, or one out of every 100.
Nah, I wouldn't say that.
Couples in the whole world last forever until they die.
Well, shit, until they die. Well, the number's going down right now, because that's hard to do at this day and age.
Because it's like, I don't know, I just don't get it. It's kind of like, all right, y'all was together, now y'all not. All right, go y'all separate ways. But to officially, like, blast a person like they're your enemy is just like,
no, the problem
damn,
is
like,
she
did
would
you
be
never
so
love her before?
Thirsty. No, the problem is she would be so thirsty to say, I got somebody, that by the time they finish with the sentence, it's over. I got something, now you broke up. You see what I'm saying? Just wait. Like, you don't gotta be throwing your relationship out there 2 days in. Like, just wait, chill. See, it's just gonna last. If it lasts, but excuse me, that's the problem. Once everybody find out that you're in a relationship with this person, now everybody wanna report back. Oh, I saw Sean doing this. I saw Naya doing that. You know what I'm saying? Well, when nobody knows, it's like, whatever. But that's the problem. A lot of people want to hurry up and talk about their relationships. I mean, you don't do that. That's wishing bad luck.
There's some facts that was just shared by our producer that there's a 50% divorce rate in marriage. Mm-hmm. And I think it's in the United States right now alone, 50%.
Mm.
That's half of the people, like, and she pointed out, like, that doesn't mean that the other half is, like, happily married. At the
right.
End of the day. Some people are just staying in it just because, like, maybe they got kids or whatever, or they just, like, want to, like, officially try to, I don't know.
And that doesn't even account for the people that's in relationships and aren't even married.
Right. Right. But then you got,
I'm not getting married.
Yeah, I don't think I'm getting married either.
I'm not going to get married in America.
What the hell? Shut up.
There you go.
Make no sense.
I got to go someplace where they can respect my wishes.
So, other couples that broke up, Jason Derulo and Jordan Sparks, if you guys are familiar with them, they was together for a little while.
Yeah, that was
while.
Crazy.
They're saying that the girl was pregnant.
It's
but
girl.
Then again, that was
skipping the whole story.
I'm just saying.
Like, damn. What girl, MJ? What girl?
Ray, what girl? About? Elaborate, please.
Oh, yeah. You just, oh, wait. Go ahead. Finish up. Go ahead.
I mean, I don't know. This is news to me. I didn't know. I just thought they broke up amicably. I did hear that Jason broke it off, though. So
nah.
You're saying he was cheating and he got a girl pregnant?
Oh, so apparently... allegedly, he was cheating with a girl for a while, and she was pregnant, but, you know, she was saying that she wanted more from him, but no, this is before she, you know, they said she was pregnant, but she was saying she wanted more from him, and he couldn't give her more because he was with Jordan, so she was like, you know, she wasn't taking him seriously because, you know, how that goes. So he was saying, you know, he was going to leave her or whatever. And he kept calling the girl and spoke on and everything like that. And they say Jordan knew about it the whole time. And she just wasn't ready to let him go because, you know, she lost her virginity to him and everything. So she finally was like, forget it. She don't really care no more. You know, I know she's hurt, but, you know. And now they're saying that the girl is allegedly pregnant by DeLulo.
Jason DeLulo. OD. But real quick, I forgot to mention regarding Big Sean. Now he's supposedly dating Ariana Grande, and he's putting out there that she's very special to him. But I'm thinking, like, really? Like, and then, like, in
already?
What, 2 years, you going to make another song saying I Don't Fuck With You, part two, like, remix? Like, I don't know. It's crazy. But also,
I mean, wouldn't you have made a song like that, too, if you just was engaged to somebody and then she went and she got married in, like, 2 days?
Nah, Hollywood, you would have, son.
I mean,
remember, we did No More Mr. Nice Guy. Actually, we should play that.
Yeah, but no more. We did No More Mr. Nice Guy, but it's still not like.
Hold up, so.
I'm not. Like, if you listen to the song, the I Don't Fuck With You song, he's like. Like I said, it's like she's the worst. Like, the enemy that he's had from birth, like on some Superman Kryptonite.
She probably
like,
fit his dick. He was in love with the look. But she probably was really scraping it with the teeth. You know, she probably wasn't all that. She kind of was boring and got tired of it.
Damn.
Oh, man. So, did y'all hear about Nivea, speaking of exes, blasting
what happened with that?
Christina Milian over her new relationship with Lil Wayne? Because you know that's kind of like a little tangled web those three got.
Yeah, we talked
like
about
the,
this before.
The baby mother.
That's crazy.
Baby father, baby mother, some shit.
Right.
How you gonna mess with your baby father's baby mother's baby father?
What? Your baby father.
Yeah, baby man.
Yeah, I got a baby with my baby father's baby mother's baby father, but bitch, fuck that bitch. I don't care. Really? Fuck the kids, too? Because they gonna be confused.
So Nivea, she did an interview.
So hold on. Sorry, I'm trying to figure this shit out. Are you saying that both of them got kids with the Dream and both of them got kids with Lil Wayne?
Yes, exactly.
Not
both
kids,
of them.
Not kids yet with Lil Wayne, Christina.
Well, allegedly pregnant, but I don't know how true that is because they're saying that she's about to shoot a reality show, and I doubt that she's gonna shoot a reality show pregnant. So.
But you never know, that make for more viewers or more crazy.
But it's supposed to be on some turn up type shit.
But
wow,
I would not be surprised because Wayne been busting in these girls for the longest
years.
And from Lauren London,
like just said that's so crazy.
I even say he been busting in them, shooting up the club.
Oh,
nah, brutal. Like this guy got, I don't know how many kids he got, but and they all bad. That the baby mothers is just like, I don't know. He got something going on.
I think this
on.
Is gonna be. They're saying that his fiance Dia, she's supposed to be pregnant too, and if she is, she'll be his 8th baby mother.
Crazy.
Who wants
well,
to
have a baby mother? Take care of his kid.
Right,
he is. Another person, before I move on with Nivea, Tyler Perry's expecting a kid.
Whoa.
Surprise?
I wonder how people are going to, like, respond to that. If it,
a lot of people are giving him the side eye. I'll tell you
yeah,
that right
like,
now.
You
well,
think
they're
about,
saying,
like,
allegedly, like, my favorite word tonight. Allegedly, I have to say allegedly because every time I stumble upon MTO, I don't know if they're telling the truth or not.
Right.
So I have to say allegedly, they're saying that Tyler Perry had this birthday party and everybody was there, and he came out the closet, and after coming out the closet or before, whatever order it went in, he allegedly said that he had a baby on the way. Well, he did say he had a baby on the way, but allegedly she is not his girlfriend. She's messing with some other dude or whatever the case may be, and she's just carrying the baby for him and his boyfriend. So.
Wow.
And they're saying, like, his boyfriend is fine and all that, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, that's what they're saying.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't hear that. That is crazy. But that, I will say that is the reason why a lot of people are giving him, like, this side eye, because they're like, what, like, really? Like a baby?
Did you not hear this? Like, I don't understand.
My whole thing is this, right? I feel like, if not for that, I didn't, you know anything about that much about it. But just knowing that he has a kid on the way, I feel like, you know, on the religious side, on the Christian side of things, how do people feel about the fact that, you know, he's not married, like having a kid?
I don't care about that at all. I don't even like.
Wait, shut up! What?
I mean, hold on.
Let's talk about the scandal.
Before y'all continue, what I'm saying is, of course, we don't care about this shit. Like, we're having sex. We understand that. That's a reality in our culture. Yes, but at the same time, you have to understand that not only is Tyler Perry a famous director and actor, he's also a Christian. And looked at as an important Christian in his community,
mm-hmm.
right? So,
yeah.
Like I said, that's not a good Christian man in quotation, if you will. That's not what good Christian people do. They don't have kids out of wedlock. But that's what I'm saying. I'm not talking about the fact that, you know, he's having sex, which people probably are already assuming.
First of all, look at this picture with Tyler Perry and the girl. They look like girlfriends. Okay?
Oh, no.
Do you see it? They look like girlfriends.
I mean, it's one thing to look like it, but you don't know what it is.
They look awkward standing next to each other. They don't even look like they shared one intimate moment ever.
it could be an arrangement. Never know. I don't know. It could be
ever.
That where he just needs a kid, wants a kid, and she's gonna carry it, like you said. Cause like really, who even knew he was in a relationship though?
Hello.
But nonetheless, he made an announcement about it at some film festival party. They asked him about it, and he said, "Good." They asked him how's he doing or whatever. He's like, good, good, we're good, very happy. She's excited, I'm excited, so we're happy.
Right.
They look like girlfriends, I'm sorry. She's really cute. They look like girlfriends. Look, just look at the picture. All right, look at his hand. You see his hand around her waist? That doesn't look like it goes there. Look at his...
She said that doesn't look like it goes there.
It looks very uncomfortable for him. Okay, look at his face. Look at his face. He looks like a woman. Like, no, it's not. I don't know.
Oh, man.
He's very pretty, though. So he picked the right surrogate. Because that's what she is.
And there you have it.
He did not get on. You can't even picture him hitting it from the back. You cannot picture them hitting it from the back. Picture her riding him back with reverse cowgirl. Point on Tyler Perry. Picture that. Picture him going with that.
Oh,
no.
No,
it's not happening.
That is
awkward. That's too awkward. I'm sorry. It's just not happening. Calling me daddy, turning into Medea and shit.
Can you imagine, like, when it's time to like bust the nut? He's like I can't even do the Medea voice right now. But you know, anytime Tyler get like in movies when he's playing like a regular guy and he starts yelling, no lie, he sound like Madea.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just imagining that Madea comes out.
Let's not.
Do you see the headline on the picture?
She having a threesome. She didn't even know it.
Did you see the headline on the site? The headline on this picture, it says Tyler Perry's model chick girlfriend has a boyfriend. Like, I can't even picture them kissing. Stop. He is gay. It's okay. I love the gays. I love the girls.
All right.
Yeah, MJ's a fool.
Back to what I was saying about Nivea, because we just digressed OD.
Oh, I forgot about her like everybody else did.
allegedly, Tyler's gay. Allegedly. But
allegedly what?
That he's gay.
He is.
So what she basically said on Wayne and Christina Milian dating, she says, I really didn't have any feelings outside of just being a parent. We share an ex-husband together. Christina Milian has a daughter. I have 3 by the dream as well, so we make sure they see each other, blah, blah, blah. That's the good part. She said, her other decisions led to my involvement because she's dealing with, or appears to be dealing with, the father of my young child. So I was like, what the hell? It felt crazy as hell. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you? But I haven't addressed her about it. I don't really care to. I just thought it was very, very crazy. And they asked her about how would she feel if Lil Wayne brought Christina Milian to some family functions. And she said, oh, that's not going to happen. He knows better than that. What the public doesn't know is that there's a conversation that's already been had between Wayne and I before something he got posted on Instagram. So it was never a messy thing. It was my way of saying, oh, I guess she posted something on Instagram about the couple. She said it was her way of saying, I don't condone this. You can't control what people do with their lives, but I was just, a lot of things have been going on with my past relationships in the past to people. People were like, oh my God, I guess they're all, I don't know what the hell. She's kind of rambling. But the point is, she thinks it's crazy that they are, or that Christina got with Wayne.
And so do we.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised when I heard about it. It was like, it kind of came out of nowhere, but.
That's crazy.
So, you got Christina Milian, Nivea, and Lauren London.
Who else?
The only one he's missing is Megan Good.
Wow.
I think that'll just complete the list.
It's, I mean, it's not impossible.
Well, she is married.
She's nasty.
Means nothing these days.
So, unfortunately, it doesn't.
Another thing I wanted to talk about is we spoke about the On the Run concert shit that happened, the HBO concert special. And
right. The
ratings came out now. And a lot of people was like, they seen so much to take shots at the throne. The throne being Hov and Beyonce, because they're both the top of their respective genres of music.
Right.
And apparently the HBO special didn't do as well as they expected it to do in terms of ratings. Only like less than 1 million people tuned in that night, and they are saying that they were beat out by reruns of The Big Bang Theory.
Damn.
And they are, people are saying like, are they overexposed? Like, are people just over Jay-Z and Beyonce that they didn't tune in? And I couldn't wait for tonight so I can say how I feel. Because I think people were just fiending to watch them fall or whatever. But my thing is, I think the reason why this shit didn't have as many ratings as The Big Bang Theory, which is on regular TV, is a lot of niggas ain't paying for cable these days. A lot of people probably don't even have HBO, to be honest. No lie, I bought HBO a week before this concert aired. There's so many people who I spoke to who was like, oh, I ain't even got cable. I ain't even watch it. type shit. But they trying to make it seem like old people just didn't want to see the show. Like, really?
Nah,
had this been on
see.
NBC or ABC or one of those channels, the shit would have been, the ratings would have been through the roof, I feel.
It could have been one of both. Like you said, a lot of people don't have cable, or a lot of people don't have that particular channel, you know? Or a lot of people just feel like they're overrated.
Yeah,
not everybody likes Beyonce,
expensive...
not everybody likes Jay-Z.
True. But HBO is one of the most expensive channels you can add. That shit is like the most out of all of them. Like when you look at the package, like HBO is the most expensive one out of all of them when it comes to like adding channels.
Well, what you got? Because the last I heard, they all were the same.
You said what?
I said, what do you have?
I have Optimum.
What service?
Optimum.
Oh, they suck. Optimum.
But I'm about
suck.
To switch. I'm about to get that Fios again. I have Fios, but then I switched to Optimum. But now I'm about to
they
switch back.
They suck, too.
I'm deal hopping.
They suck, too.
Optimum?
Yeah. Optimum sucks. Time Warner sucks. Fios sucks. I mean, fuck it. Just get a converter box.
Get basic. Channels 2 through 12. 2 through 11.
I used to just get, you know, I had cable for my daughter so she could watch cartoons and stuff, but, you know, she's grown now. We don't watch cartoons. Let me stop. So, notice how I said cartoons like a Puerto Rican. We don't watch cartoons.
Cartoons. That sounds like a, what's that city that they sound like that, the accent? Cartoon. Like Cockies. Instead of Cockies, they're like Cockies. What city is this?
Yeah, I can't Boston.
Boston. Boston, yeah. Boston. Cockies.
They speak like that in Boston?
Yeah, well, certain people.
Yeah,
I think it's more
do.
Of the white people. That's
what's like a lot of Italians out there?
I don't even know. Yeah, I think so, maybe. But Cockies.
That's
been a Cocky. So your boy Jamie Foxx is being sued over the new song he just released.
Oh my god!
He's accused of stealing DJ Mustard instrumental. Now you know DJ Mustard is like Mardell on that beat. He probably dominating the radio with a lot of joints these days, and his sound is like real. Familiar, like when you hear it, you kind of figure, oh, that must be DJ Mustard.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's accused of stealing this track from a lesser known artist, and this person's not really having it. The record label is called Nantra Records. They filed the lawsuit, actually, against. Alright, it's not like Jamie took the DJ Mustard track without DJ Mustard knowing. DJ Mustard was in on it, but I guess, well, I'll get to the story. So the lawsuit is against DJ Mustard, 2 Chainz, and Jamie Foxx, and claiming that they used this instrumental that has been given to some other artists named Jay Rand. They saying this artist had been given the beat by DJ Mustard during his time when he was on Po' Boy Records. Po' Boy, quote unquote, possessed sole ownership and the copyright of that sound recording. But now, after I guess he left Po' Boy, DJ Mustard decided to give the track to, I guess, Jamie and 2 Chainz. So now he's
getting sued. Which doesn't make
for
sense
it.
That he would sue, because if they own the rights to it, then they can do whatever they want with it, right? In my opinion.
True. I don't know. It could be like a remake. Like, you know how sometimes producers like a redo, and maybe it just had like a similar sound or something. Unless it like had the same hook or some shit too. I don't know. I didn't even hear this Jamie Foxx.
I don't care. Those ain't my problems. Like, I really don't care about it. It's not my problem. Really not. I'm just happy he came out with another song because I love Jamie Foxx's music. So
yeah,
I really don't
I haven't
care
even
about
heard
it
yet. I need to.
I'm falling asleep. I heard it the other day on the radio. I like it. It's nice.
Check it out. But they are demanding at least $150,000 from these
Whoa.
Guys for copyright infringement.
So just give it up. Give it up. They can make so much more.
Give
up the money. They're going to make more than that. Just give it up.
Give it up. Give it up. So, Rodiga, we spoke about this. I think we spoke about this when she claimed that Iggy Azalea isn't hip-hop and she don't like Iggy.
Wait, who? First Rodiga. Name Rashida, huh? Rashida?
Her, yeah.
First name Rashida. I'm like, who's this guy on this track? I mean, Rashida. She don't like Iggy? Well, we in the same boat. Well, I'm not saying I don't like her because I don't know her. I didn't even take the time to really try to find out about her. I just don't like her music. Like, I just don't like
her. I feel like, I don't know. I just feel like at the end of the day, like, hip-hop has evolved so much. Like, shit don't really sound the way that people expect them to sound. I feel like not her whole album might not be hip-hop, but I feel like she has some hip-hop joints on there. At the end of the day, she is a rapper, too. But...
Well, wait a minute. Yeah.
I didn't understand how Ra was... she was praising some other rapper from Australia, which is where Iggy's from. And the reason why is because this rapper is rapping in an Australian accent, and she's rapping about shit that happened in Australia. I guess her beef is the fact that Iggy raps like she's black. I don't know, like that she raps like she's from here. She's not exactly like rapping with her Australian accent, which don't really make sense to me. But
okay.
At the end of the day, she's still rapping. Go ahead.
What rock did Rodiga crawl from under? Where did she come from criticizing anyone? Is she doing any shows like X Factor or American Idol? Or you think you can dance? You think you can help? Is she doing anything? Who is she to judge? You are not doing anything right now.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Nothing.
For the fortune. Jeopardy.
She's not even a contestant on anything. She's not even doing a reality show. She didn't even have a fight to get on the news. And you want to talk? Like, I don't understand. I don't understand. Where did you come from?
Oh, my goodness.
Man. But Iggy actually responded to these remarks from Ra. And she said, I honestly don't really mind if I'm described as rap or pop. My passion is purely making music and entertaining. Yeah, which makes sense. And she said something else about, it's definitely funny to see people get so emotional over it all. What does it matter? Music is music, and many enjoy mine. No need to feel upset. That was a nice little way to respond, nice little jab. Like,
right. Very politically correct to her.
So, yeah. I like Iggy, personally. I got into her when she released this mixtape before she became Iggy. What's funny is, this was like maybe like 2 years ago, and she wasn't really anybody yet, but she put out this mixtape, and I was like, yo, I think how this girl sound. And, you know, I'm, like, doing my music thing, too. So, I tweeted her one day randomly, and I said something like, yo, who do I got to put in the headlock to get a verse from Iggy Azalea? And she responded, and she was like, I heard you got to know Benjamin Franklin. That was her response on Twitter, and I thought it was funny. But it's good. It's like, she knew her work. She probably was already in talks to be signed the shit. A lot of people was buzzing about her. She was making the rounds on the blogs and stuff, so she knew she was hot, so I respect it. But yeah.
Wait, who are we talking about again?
Wow.
What?
Iggy.
That's why I was Iggy-egging you. That's exactly what I do when her music comes on. I Iggy-egg it because I can't stand it. Like, she's not, like I said, she's nice to look at. You know, when the videos come on, you mute it and look.
Play other music in the background.
Right? You just
crazy.
Mute it.
Just
look at the video.
So the Lifetime released the teaser trailer for this Aaliyah biopic that's coming out November 15th, right? I think. And it looks like I'm looking forward to it. It's kind of putting me in the same feeling of when the TLC biopic was happening. Like, I think it might be like that good, that interesting. So that's what's up. Are you guys looking forward to seeing it?
I want to see it.
Yeah.
You should reach out to homegirl, Alexandra Shipp, the girl who's playing Aaliyah. We should see if we can get her up here.
Okay.
Before she gets to Hollywood. See what that was like. But, all right, so we're going to play a song, and then I don't know if you got some Reckless and Ratchet, but we did come across
some shit. I've had a few things going on.
We're going to talk about that, and we got a few things for What Blows Mine. What Blows Mine is the part of the night where we want people listening to tell us that one thing that blows theirs. We tell ours. You can text us, write us on Facebook, tweet us, email us, Instagram us, whatever. But what song are we going to get into before we get into that?
Mr. Nice Guy.
Don't get into a song by the collective. What's my song I like that you still ain't sent to my email so I can put it as my ringer? But you, well, yeah, I have a lot of songs.
Oh, it's not out yet. I mean, it's not up yet. But I will send it to you. She's talking about more.
What the hell are you talking about? I listened to the song like mad long ago.
More?
Yes.
It's not officially nowhere yet. But Vanilla, what about that new drink?
How the hell you don't have it? And you've been performing it in clubs and everything. Like, I don't understand it.
That's the only place you can hear it. Oh, speaking of which, thanks for reminding me. October 25th is the next show at Santos Party House. Hollywood and Friends live at Santos Party House.
Santos Party House, it sounds like they're going to have nachos there.
Santos Party House is definitely a dope venue. It's actually a venue that I had on my list. I got this list of places that I want to perform at, and I've scratched off a lot of those, thankfully. And fat shouts to my manager, Stacy, / our producer. She hooked this one up as well. Santos Party House, October 25th is an early thing, so it's going to be like, you could say, like more like a day party / concert. It's from 12 to 5, and it's on a Saturday, which is dope. And it's 16 and up. A lot of the shows we've been doing lately was 21 and up, so it's
should
dope
I
to have one that some
16 and up.
I know
some kids is bad.
Those are some niggas that we don't want to ride the train with when they get off.
Some kids is bad. I ain't coming. Skype me, man. Skype me.
But it should definitely be a nice, dope look. Yeah, looking forward to that in a few weeks. More info soon, including tickets and all of that soon. But, yeah. Vanor, your new joint. I don't know if we have it, but whatever it's at. Why you didn't send that in?
I should send that, too. I actually...
Y'all getting lazy with the music.
Oh, hold up. No, not at all. No such thing. I just been moving. I've been working. But... you know what? We're going to play that tonight. That's going to be the next song we play.
Well, who said we was going to play another song?
I just said
gotta
that.
Go.
I said that. So that's going to happen. But right now, what are we going to get into?
Look, you can't be playing your songs and what blows my mind. You got to pick. You got to pick either a song, another song, or what blows my mind. You got to choose, brother.
I'm going to do a song. I'm going to do What Blows Mine, and I'm going to introduce myself first. Like, that's just how it's going to be. So, I don't know.
All right, so
when we come back.
We're going to do a short song right now, because Cool Like That is pretty short, just so we can get into this Reckless and Ratchet. But Cool Like That was produced by Vanilla, featuring myself. Working on this new mixtape, and that will be on it. So this right here is Cool Like That, and we'll be right back with some Reckless and Ratchet with MJ. Hollywood and Friends.
How many times I gotta prove that shit? That I'm beyond dick. And why you be ED? I'm coming up with the hot shit. And my team, yeah, we real thick. That New York click. And the smoke is all around me on some puff-puff shit. You get it clear, man, I don't smoke shit. But I'm high in this bitch. I'm high in this bitch. Cause I'm flying this bitch. With a kick game so crazy, I can supply in this bitch. All these girls calling me honey like a beehive in this bitch. I'm here trying to prove that shit. That I live that shit. I rock that shit. I beef that shit. Oh yeah, I cool that shit. I smooth that shit. I ooze that shit. Can't lose that shit. That's right, I dare many niggas on the regular. Beep, beep, beep. You challenge me on the beat. Must be out your chegala. CIB with the bars all up competitor. Cut niggas out like an editor. Rumble in the jungle like Ali. Yeah, I'm your predator. Cause I'm smooth, motherfuckers. Can you hear me? Coming out swinging. All you niggas don't fear me. Fear me, fear me. Fear me, fear me. Like some D's in this bitch. Put a D in your chick. And I do it just for kick. Cause I'm cool like that. I chill like that. I rock like that. I hit like that. That's right, I kill like that. I'm built like that. I'm street like that. I eat like that. You heard I'm dope like that. I walk like that. I talk like that. I'm hot like that. That's right, I'm real like that. I grill like that. I'm trill like that. I'm ill.
And we're back with your boy Vanilla, a.k.a. Mr. R&B.
And we're back with your boy Hollywood. Really, MJ? You going to do this right now? I think what she wants to do is Yo, it's been so long since we did Reckless and Ratchet, though, so I'm looking forward to it. Once again, fast shouts to everybody who's tuned in right now, listening through the phones. Thank you. If you want to say anything, press 1, and we'll bring you on the line. But this the part of the night where we get a little reckless and we get a little ratchet with MJ. MJ-zo.
Okay.
Oh, wait. We got to get that theme music queued up one more time.
All right. Here we go.
So this is the part of the night where we get a little wreck. She ratchet. Her lace fray is all wrong. Cause she ratchet. Give me the phone. I'm going to take this hell of a picture. Cause she ratchet. Got it. I'm about to put this girl on Twitter. You know you ratchet. Cause I ain't got time for this. I'm too grown. Then you ratchet. Boy, bye. Now with them shoes on. He ratchet. Ooh, I just wanna punch her in her face. I can't stand her. Oh, she's too fake. Watch it. I can't hear. Really?
What's going on, everybody? It's the time of the night where we get reckless and ratchet. So basically, what it is I tell you anything that I've seen her done, ratchet, and I come back and I report it to you guys.
Yes.
So tonight, I got some ratchet shit. All right. So I don't know if you heard about this, but this guy reportedly, you know, he was going with this girl or whatever. They had got into an argument. And she was at his place when they got into the argument. And when she left her dog at his house. And basically, they reconciled, whatever. They got back together. And he wanted to make it up to her for arguing with her. So he made her something to eat.
Oh, that's so nice.
So after he made her the meal, he calls her the next day and asks her, how was the meal? How did it taste?
Hey, babe, how was that?
How was the meal? Was it good? Did you enjoy it? Basically, what he did was he cooked the dog and fed it to her. Then had the nerve to send her the dog's paws on her, put it on her doorstep. Yeah, that's what he did. He put the paws on
his
doorstep.
Oh, man. did you like that, babe? Yeah, it's a new recipe.
That dude is disgusting.
That dude is crazy, literally. Crazy.
How could you cook the dog? He cooked the Pomeranian dog.
Oh, man. I wonder if it tasted like chicken, though.
And she probably was tearing it up, licking
Word.
Her fingers. You know, getting it from under the nails, putting ketchup on it, hot sauce.
Yeah.
Tearing it up.
New me in the hot dog.
Huh? Like, damn, this meat tastes fresh, Daddy.
Oh, no.
And you're looking good. That's disgusting.
Bite size.
Nasty. That's nasty. Jeez, all right. Apparently, a broken-hearted man, he suffers from 100 orgasms each day.
Wait, what?
A man who suffers from 100 orgasms each day.
And this is just like, I'm going to the store. Oh, shit. I'm going to the post office. Oh, shit. Like, what is happening?
Hold on, MJ. Can you give me that sound effect one more time, please? I just want to hear it.
No, that's not how I sound, sweetie. That's how you
sound. I want to hear what you think, guys.
Honey, I love you.
That's not how I sound. That's not how I sound. We can get into that, though, after I tell the story. Since we're on that subject, we can get into that after I tell the story. So basically, right. Dale Decker. He is the first man to ever speak publicly about persistent genital arousal syndrome. That's basically what he has. So, you know, if you guys want to use that as an excuse to, you know, just some, you know, persistent genital arousal syndrome. It's a condition he developed in 2012 when he slipped a disc in his back and he was getting out of a chair. On his way to the hospital, he suffered his first five orgasms, okay, on the way to the hospital. And he ain't never been the same ever since.
So wait, let me get this straight.
He has to stay isolated through fear of suffering, you know, from public orgasm.
Like, I want to understand, like, is this, like, on some, like, he is constantly, like, erect? That's what you're saying right now?
Say that again?
Like, he's constantly erect? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, no, he's constantly having orgasms. You're not listening to what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you said, what's the term you described it as? What's the title it has?
It's persistent genital arousal syndrome.
Right, so, to me, that just sounded like, you know, constant.
Well, but no, you gotta listen to the key word when I said orgasm.
Right.
Public orgasm.
Damn.
So he's like,
Wow. It's funny because there was a lady like that we spoke about a few weeks ago that had that and she didn't want to go nowhere. They need to get together, I guess.
And he's actually married and has two sons, and he has to stay home because, you know, the condition cost him many of his friends and relationships, and, you know, nobody's still comfortable around him, so basically, he don't want to do it. That's crazy, because, like, do you run out of jizz when it's actually time to do it? Like,
right.
What happens when you do it with your wife?
Right, because I do think you can run out, like, and if you do it so many times, like, I feel like you could run out.
You can run out.
For a period of time to your body recuperates.
Nigga, It's come and be like a sneeze, like this spray.
Damn. That's crazy.
No, but that's sad. That's a sad story, though.
That has to be paint. What the hell?
Yo, what is playing in the background right now?
Tenna.
Whoa. All
right, so apparently there's this guy, this homeless guy. I forgot where he lives. I'm sorry, y'all. I forgot where
he
lives.
He don't live nowhere. He's homeless.
Right? Not actually lives, stays, resides. I mean, like, the state he's from.
All
right. I forgot what state he's from. But basically, this homeless guy who doesn't look so homeless, every night he actually has somewhere to stay. Why? Because every night he finds a way to pick up a girl so he can go home with her.
Wow.
So he can basically take care of his domestic needs.
That's funny.
You know.
That's
funny. But I feel like a lot of these people who, like, we live in New York and I be on the train all the time, and a lot of these people that be coming on the train, like, asking for money and shit, I do feel like they be having homes to go to. When
they
definitely do. They probably getting their whole rent paid. Because can you imagine, like, it's thousands and thousands of people, and imagine just everybody giving you 50 cents or something. Like, them niggas be coming up.
No, I actually saw a guy from our neighborhood on the train begging for money, and then turned around, got back to the block, and was buying crack. So, I can't just give my money up. I think that in order for me to give my money up, you got to dance or something, bust a move, sing something, give me a free Bible, something, do something.
Yeah.
So. But,
MJ's cold-blooded. I said, you cold-blooded.
Work for your money. Like, listen, I always told my daughter when we used to take the train, look, don't look them in the eye. If you look them in the eye, they're going to want something. They're going to come straight to you.
Right. What's funny is the parts when somebody just happened to be about to get off, so they reaching for their bag, or they happen to be looking for their gum in their bag, and you see the homeless person go
stand
by them, and then they just pull out the gum and eat it, and it's just like, he just turn around, it's like, damn.
But you know the part when they be like, oh, give me a sandwich, a cracker, orange, or something, like, what?
But I respect those dudes, because that lets me know it's real.
But you don't even know what my refrigerator look like, though.
If you're willing to take a snack right now, then I know it's real. But some people turn down the food and just want
the floor. That could have been the last can. I could have dropped the tuna fish on the floor, or the mayonnaise could be old. You don't know what. You talking about give me a sandwich or something. No. Thank God. You know, we don't have to go through that. It's just
yes, definitely. Thank God.
So apparently, an Arizona man. Where do we go wrong, black folks? We just be doing the darnest thing sometimes.
You're messing up.
This dude stole a diamond he stole, and it was worth $160,000. And he stole it for $20 worth of weed.
Oh, man. He's homeless, right?
No. He sold it for $20 worth of Reggie. $20 worth of Bobby Brown. $20 worth of desert weed. Did I mention he was from Arizona? Where did we go wrong? Why do we just do stupid things like that? Like, I just don't understand. $20, $160,000.
I mean, at the end of the day, it was stolen, so he probably wouldn't have been able to really get it off officially. But, yikes.
Nah, I don't care. There's no excuse for that. Anyway. Oh, so this is what I wanted to talk about when we were talking about the orgasm man. Right? Because that's probably what the kids would call him in the neighborhood.
The orgasm man. Them kids know nothing about the orgasm.
He's stuck on the porch.
They're like, that man that be making no sense.
he's stuck on the porch. The man have been making the noises with the wet pants.
With the wet spot in front.
With the sprayed up pants. So apparently, well, not apparently, but this is some crazy shit. I remember I was dating this guy. This is like my early 20s. I'm 25 now, but this was when I was like 21.
21.
Alright,
I was messing with this guy. He was my boyfriend. And, you know, we had a lot of sex. We were young. We had a lot of sex or whatever. And every time he used to come, he sprayed.
He what?
What?
He used to scream.
Oh.
And I'm not talking about no, scream. Scream. No, I'm talking about, you dirty little bitch.
What?
You fucking dirty rat. Scream like that.
Stop.
So, you know, Wednesday we was having sex and his son came in the house and we was having sex and he was finishing up and he started screaming and his son started banging on the door.
Wow.
Talking about you hurting my daddy.
Stop.
Oh,
The youth.
Damn.
The youth. I was like 5 years old. But yeah, this man used to go off, and I had to ask him, like, why do you do that? Like, it just sounds crazy. Like, imagine you have sex with somebody for the first time, and they start screaming, like, you hurting them.
It goes, yo, yo. Man, that's crazy.
You tell me, little rat.
What are you saying?
You dirty rat.
What did
you just
say?
You dirty little rat. You dirty rat. You dirty little
rat.
You
dirty rat.
You dirty rat.
How, where is that sexy?
Wait, and that should have been your first and last time.
Like, what area is that sexy in? Because I don't know. I don't know anybody that would like.
He used to go in. He used to be like, you dirty fucking rat. You dirty little bitch.
He sounds like he was like 50 years old.
He's having flashbacks.
Oh, man.
But
you probably had on dress socks.
No, he didn't have dress socks. But. Oh, God. He was a Harlem guy. I don't know. But anyway,
oh.
I asked him, I was like, you know, why do you do that? Why do you do that? Why? He said, because it feels good. It feels better when you scream.
Yeah.
He said, you should try it one time.
Yeah.
So now, we both in the room like, ah!
Yelling at each other.
I'm surprised nobody ain't called the cops.
Oh, man.
Anyway, that concludes my reckless and ratchetness.
Oh,
God,
man.
I can't. Stacey.
No outro theme music.
Let's sing it. Let's just sing it.
OMG.
What's the CF on?
She ratchet. Ratchet. All right, so look, what we about to move on to. There you go.
It's too late.
That was ratchet.
Right. Well, it's gone. All right, so look, what we about to do right here is let's get into what blows mine. Like I mentioned earlier, this is the part of the night where we say what's that one thing that just irks our nerves, gets under our skin. We all got it. Tell us. Hit us up, press 1 if you're on the line, call us up, 646-716-8544, text us, write us, Facebook, email, whatever, Instagram. Let's get that theme music going, though. What blows mine?
I'm wishing I was blind. I'm blind.
hashtag what blows mine. So, earlier when we first started, Vanor, you might as well kick it off. You had some things. Sound off.
Okay. I don't even know how to start this conversation. But what blows mine is... What blows mine is females who think that they're better than the other females that you might know because they're in a different position. And what also blows mine is when people say that they want to conduct business and leave the friendship out of it, but the minute some, you know, personal shit comes up, it becomes a personal issue now. It's not business anymore. That blows my mind. The person knows who I'm talking about, and they're probably listening to the show right now. But I kind of don't care, so it's one of those situations.
I'm poking my lips out like Tammy right now.
Hashtag, wait, hold on. It's 9/11 for some reason. Like, MJ knows this too because it happens to her as well.
Mm-hmm.
I always catch the time at 9/11. It's crazy.
9/11.
Let's go. What else you got? No, you got anything else?
That's it. That's it for now.
All right.
Let me tell
MJ.
You what blows, man.
What blows yours?
Yes. You know what blows my mind? When a girl see you with a new hairstyle, and then she asks you, who did your hair? And then I tell you who did my hair, and then you say, can I get his number? Can you hook it up? Can you tell him to do my hair? And then I tell him to do your hair, and then you disappear. Bitch, don't waste my time.
Right. What's funny, niggas just be chatting, for real. People really just be talking to talk and to make
right.
conversation and don't really be wanting nothing. Other than to talk.
You know what blows mine?
What blows yours?
People who act like sleep is not a real thing. Like people
who
act like...
I still ain't sleep since last
Wait,
night.
Do you
remember that
quote that was on Making the Band?
What's that?
Sleep is forbidden. Only the strong survive. Some shit. It was a long-ass quote that he had them read. Chopper and Ness and all them niggas before they walked the journey. So he had them read it. But go ahead.
Okay, because long story short, I explained to somebody that, you know, I'd be working all night tonight, right? And then I had a session to do at 12 o'clock tomorrow, right? So between tonight and tomorrow, I couldn't, you know, make an appointment in the morning. And that person acted like I told them, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm not on my shit because I need rest between working all night tonight and a session tomorrow.
What's funny is I understand what you mean 100%.
I don't know, because I'm confused.
No, they wanted him to squeeze them in between 7 and 8 a.m.
Not between 7 and 8. Excuse me.
Tell the story again.
Like, okay, so look, I'm working all night.
Are you so nervous
because
you don't want this person to beat you up? What happened? Because I don't
understand. No. It's not even that time. But look, I told the girl that I'm working all night tonight. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And she wants me to have a meeting with her in the morning. And that is supposed to be business. I'm supposed to have a meeting in the morning.
She wants
my session
at 12. Okay.
Hold up, before my session at 12, right?
Right.
But like I said, I need rest between working all... I'm probably going to finish working like 6, 7 o'clock in the morning. So before my session at 12, I need to get some rest, right? So what I'm telling her is, you know, there's no... Right. She's acting like because I said, and then she hits me back with, I'm working 24/7. I'm sick on medication and I'm working 24/7. As if to say, like, she's grinding harder than I am. Now, I don't understand how you can work 24/7 if you got to sleep. So what blows mine
right.
is people who act like sleep is not a real thing.
Sleep ain't a real thing, and I guess I'm one of those people, because let me tell you something. You need to suck it up and stop acting
like
a diva. Have you a Snickers, because let me tell you, I work 11-7 shifts, and then I go back to work at 9 o'clock in the morning, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So
hold on. But one or two
one or two restless nights is not a week of no sleep.
Okay,
you're not doing
that.
MJ.
Right.
You're not doing
that. And trust me.
Yes, I do.
You do
a, nigga
a
like
week
me,
without sleep?
I
no.
do the 11 to 7 shift.
Hold up, hold up. I just want you to answer this question. I understand. I'm just asking you. Do you go a whole week without sleeping once?
No, I do go to sleep. I haven't
exactly.
yet. I did the 11 to 7 shift last night. Then I went back to work at 9 o'clock. Even though I left early today, I left
oh,
work
Oh, no, I understand
12.
The grind. I understand the grind. You have to do that.
I really have to. I'm just not tired.
I get you.
I'm tired, but I'm not that tired.
I'm so excited.
Like I said, I understand one or two sleepless nights. But, like, to make it seem like you just up all the time, working all the time, it ain't that much
yeah.
work.
It ain't that much work.
No,
people definitely exaggerate
it
when they say, like, I ain't getting no sleep. But no sleep really meaning, like, I got 2 hours this day, I got 3 hours this day,
mm-hmm.
I got 4 hours this day, blah, blah,
nah,
blah.
Nah, she was
but,
just trying to play you. She told you to man up.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
see,
I'm coming from a place where I used to work overnight and into the daytime as well, and...
Yep.
I did that shit for a good 2 months or something, and I was like, look, I ain't really about this life right now like that. And besides the music thing, too, it was like
right.
I need to make time for that, definitely. So one of them shits had to get cut down for sure. Like, you definitely got to get – I value my sleep so much. Like, I don't care that whole, oh, I sleep when I'm dead. Nah, nigga, I'm sleeping right now.
No, you better go to sleep
before you leave.
I'm probably
going to go to sleep when I get off when we done with this show. But,
no,
I used to be on it like that too, but, you know, I read an article that said that not sleeping so much, it kind of takes off some time in your life. Like, you die earlier if you don't sleep. I was like, I'm kind of good. I'll be okay with my 4 hours. I think 4 hours is enough for me. I'm good with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think 4 hours is good.
4 hours
I mean,
is good,
running...
but not consecutive. You can't do 4 hours, like, for 365 days and expect that you're going to be okay. Like,
well, I definitely do
2 days out of the week, 2-3 days maybe or whatever, like, cool. But you're going to get some more sometime.
Nah, well, sometimes you might crash or whatever if you go hard, but let's stop talking about sleep. Let's talk about what else blows eyes. Come on. what else y'all got?
What blows mine is the MTA on the weekends. Actually, the MTA, period, but maybe
yeah,
they're
going in.
They do so much, and they don't even, like, give you the warning. I did not even know the train I was on was going to be running in two sections until it was the last stop. I get to the stop, and they like, last stop, everybody off. And then they explain why and what you got to do next to continue your destination. It's like, nigga, really?
The BS.
The MTA definitely blows my old day. It's crazy. Anything else from you guys?
You know what blows mine?
Yeah.
Again, with this MTA thing, the fact that we pay so much more, but the service is not that much greater.
Right.
It's crazy.
And they claiming that they're doing it to make it greater, but...
Where is it?
Yeah, where is it?
I don't know. You guys are speaking another language to me right now.
Excuse
me,
somebody
got
a car.
Right, yeah.
Shit.
That's
I got butt. Points, too.
The train. Who does that over here?
Right. That shit. Like,
the
staying clear to
what? You know what blows
mine? Staying clear to close my car door.
It's scary to take the train.
You know what blows mine? People who think they're better than other people because they drive and don't take the train.
Right.
Listen, it's scary to take the train. I remember I took the train, and you know what blew mine? When I got on that train and I saw a lady washing up on a train. That blew
Look,
mine.
Nobody told you to be from the Bronx and take
right?
the train.
They didn't tell you to take the train.
First of all, I was on the D train, okay?
And
I
what
was
is
from
the D
Brooklyn.
Goes to the Bronx?
I was coming from Brooklyn, and as a matter of fact, the stop was in Manhattan. I get on the train, the lady, she had a cut bottle. A bottle was cut at the top, it had water in it.
Okay.
And she had another bottle.
I'm going to just ask you this.
Hold on.
Was it?
Hold on.
Huh.
Let me tell you what she was doing. And she was washing up on the train, pouring the water from one bottle into the rag. lady, she had on a hat, a shirt, and socks and shoes, and she had no panties on, no pants on. She was walking around the train like it was a locker room, cleaning, wiping on coochie. She had the rag in between her legs.
Look,
you,
you know how you dry it
in between your legs, and the towel moved back and forth from your butt to your front like that. She was doing that with the rag. And she wiped her butt, and then she wiped her face right after.
I respect her for that.
MJ. I asked this question. You said it was in Manhattan. Was it on the 6th train?
No, I said it was the D train.
Oh, it was the D train. And the D train goes to the Bronx. It was the Bronx down D train.
Yeah.
Right? It was the Bronx down D train.
Yeah.
Which means that the girl was going home.
She wasn't going home. She thought she was home.
Okay, so that rests our case. That's
and then
Bronx
one
shit.
Of my friends was like, why didn't you take a picture?
But wait, what time of the day was this? Because I figured it was like...
It was in the day. It was in the day, daylight. It was day rush hour.
Damn.
It was early.
Damn.
And let me tell you, if that lady would have threw that water on me, I would have died.
Can you imagine?
They had to evacuate the whole train just to get a water.
That wouldn't have been a bum bump.
Damn.
Bum bumps.
Bum
bumps.
Right.
Bum breakup.
Right, yeah, bum infection.
Yikes. Well, if you guys don't have anything else, do you?
I had something, but I forgot.
Hunk? What did you say?
I said I had something, but I forgot.
So, yeah, Hollywood and Friends, every Sunday night, 8 p.m., we out here. Hollywood and Friends Radio @gmail.com. Hit us up. Oh, but no, you ain't even send the joint over, did you?
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that's probably not really going to work out too well, unless you could do it, like, right this second.
Yeah, that wouldn't work, because I still have to upload it into the system and all that. But definitely next week is going to be on.
Ew, it blows my mind. It's Queen Latifah with this day that's long.
Queen Latifah. Yo. Yo, nah, I ain't gonna say. That's like,
no.
Yeah. Facebook.com/Hollywood and Friends. Stitcher, TuneIn, iTunes. Hit us up. You can download this episode and more past joints. And
Vanilla,
let them know where they can find you.
Vanilla Music. Vanilla Music.
MJ.
Vanilla Music.
Here.
Vanilla Music.
You can find MJ at Vanilla Music.
At Vanilla Music. You can find Hollywood at Vanilla Music.
You can Google me, bitch.
At Vanilla Music.
Google me at Hollywood and Friends.
Yeah, at I Am Hollywood, everywhere. October 25th, Santos Party House.
Until next time.
In there. 12 to 5, Hampton Blue Entertainment. Yeah, and we out.
It's Sunday night. At 8 p.m. Eastern. Tune in to the